what do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
Scotch.
I'm sorry.
I'll say popsicle.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Alright, now we come down to a little exercise on verbs. Alright. This section deals with word patterns. You know that some words change to show a change in time. For instance, I would say, right now I see you. But I would say, yesterday I saw you. Meaning see present tense, saw past tense. Now, so the word changes from see to saw. Or I could say, we go to church every Sunday. We went to church last Sunday. We have gone to church every Sunday for a year. So here go changes to went and then to have gone. You see? Okay, let's try it once. Think about the word seen. You could say, has that song ever been put? And then you might say, I blanked that song yesterday. Same, all right. And then, right. Be careful to accept any form of sing as the response here, such as sung, sing, all right. You are recorded, all right, now I have to read that. Now, if we are talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been put yet? And I might answer, yes, I blank it a few minutes ago.
If you want to answer, are you drunk or drunk?
Right. What form of the verb to drink? Let me read it again. Now, let's see. All right. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, and you use the word drink, if you have drunk your coffee yet, all right, you use that word. And I might answer, yes, I, here, because you got to use a form of the verb to drink. Yes, I blanked it a few minutes ago, which drank, all right, good. If we were talking about climbing,